let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the halacha of pchas nevela. If a person or his ox killed another person's ox, the nizik owns the carcass mashas misa from when the shur died, even before hamad bedin, before the mazik was found guilty in bezdin. Therefore, if after misa the nevela's value decreased, the nizik suffers the loss because he already owns it, and the mazik pays only the difference of the nevela's value mashas misa, but not mashas hamad bedin. The Gemara now suggests that perhaps the halacha of pchas nevela is the machlekes tanoim in the Braisa, which discusses the pasuk of imtarf yitarf yaveo eid. The Tanna Kamma says the words yaveo eid teach yavi eidim shenidrefa ba'ainis upater. For Shem Sachar provides witnesses that the animal was killed ba'ainis, he is not liable. Abashal says yaveo eid teaches yavi aduda lebezdin. The nevela must be brought to bezdin to be assessed. The Gemara initially assumes that the machlekes is as follows. Abashal holds b'chas nevela de nizikava. The nizik suffers the loss of b'chas nevela. Therefore, if the behemoth is killed through the shemir's negligence, bezdin assesses the carcass mishas misa, and the mazik, in this case the shemir, pays the difference. While the Tanna Kamma holds the mazikava. The mazik suffers the loss of b'chas nevela. Therefore, bezdin does not need to assess the carcass mishas misa because the shemir keeps the carcass and pays the full value of a live animal, and the pasuk must be teaching something else. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Like the kul alma de nizik, v'hocha b'tayrach nevela kamiflagi. Perhaps they both agree that the nizik suffers a loss of pchas nevela, and they disagree as to who must bring the nevela to bezin. Abishal holds ala maziku, the mazik brings the nevela to bezin, while the Tanna Kamma holds ala niziku, the nizik brings the nevela to bezin. The Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, ein shaman le leganav le legazin ele le nizakin. Although we ruled earlier le nizakin, shaman, the owner must accept the damaged item as partial payment. However, leganav begazlin ain't shaman. If a person stole an item and then damaged it, the owner does not have to accept the damaged item as partial payment. Rather, he must reimburse the owner with a new item. V'aniyomer af l'shoyel. Shmuel adds that the same holds true for a shoyel, one who borrowed an item and damaged it. V'aba moidli, and Rav agrees with me in this ruling. The Gemara has a suffix whether Shmuel meant af l'shoyel shaman, as for nezikin, or af l'shoyel ain't shaman, as for ganav begazlin. The Gemara actually cites a machlekes regarding ganav begazlin as well. Ula Amr Belaza says, shaman, even regarding ganav begazlin, the owner must accept the damaged item as partial payment. While Rav Papi agreed with Shmuel, ain't shaman. The Gemara concludes, v'hilchase ain't shaman l'leganav l'legazlin, av l'shoyel shaman. The Gemara proceeds with six additional unrelated halachas of Ula Amr Belaza, since his name was mentioned. The Amar Ula Amar Belaza, Shel Yeshayatzisa Mikzasa Biyim Rishon, Umikzasa Biyim Sheni, Main La Min Harishon. If one half of the Shelia exited the mother's womb on one day, and the second half exited the next day, the woman becomes Tameya Leda and counts the 14 days of Yemei Tumah from the first day, because a Mikzah Shelia Belev Lot. Each part of the Shelia contains part of the Uber, and perhaps the Raib, the majority of the Uber, was within the first part, and the Leda already occurred on the first day. Rabbi disagrees and says, Lachush Cheshashes, Mimnu Le Miamnia El Lesheni. She is considered Tmeya Leda from the first day, Lachumra, but she does not count the Yimei Tumah from the first day, only from the second day, because Chumra de Asale Kulahu, the Kumataris Lamarishan. This Chumra will cause a leniency, as she will assume that the Yimei Tumah concluded after 2 weeks from the first day, and perhaps Rav Uber was only in the second part, and the Leda occurred only on the second day, and the Yimei Tumah conclude 2 weeks from the second day. If a firstborn son was killed within the first 30 days, although he might have otherwise lived more than 30 days, the father, however, does not redeem him from the kohen, because the pasuk states, "Ach podi tiftes b'chayr adam, ach chalak." The exclusive word "ach" teaches that only a b'chayr who is alive after 30 days requires pidyon, but in the above instance, he need not be redeemed. V'amar ula amar belazer, behim agasa niknis b'meshicha. A large animal, such as an ox, can be acquired with meshicha, the lekeach pulls the animal. The Gemara explains that although this is actually a machlekes tanoim in the Mishnah in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Chaf Hei, Ula Amar Belazer rules like the opinion behem agasa niknis b'meshicha. Vama Ula Amar Belazer, ha'achan sheicholku, mashal lein shaman, u'mashal b'nein u'b'neisein ein shaman. When brothers divide their father's estate, Bezin also assesses the clothes they are wearing to include them in the chalukah, but not their children's clothing, because as Rashi explains, the kibin de la astu le beidina loy mavazina lehu lemesi. Children generally do not appear in bezin, and they're not to be degraded to appear. Papa says, Pa'amim af ma sha'alein ein shaman. Sometimes even the brother's clothing are not assessed. But gadol achi, the oldest brother who manages the estate, because the nichel hu delishtam and mili, the other brothers want him to be well-dressed to enhance his image and all his dealings on their behalf. Va'ama ulamer belazer, shemer shemasel shemer pater. If a shemer transferred the pekadon to a second shemer and the pekadon was damaged, the first shemer is not liable for damages for which he would have been pater while the pekadon was in his care. And the Gemara elaborates, the loyme bayer shemer chinim shemasel shemer sacher de iluye al yelishmi rasai. Not only if a voluntary guardian gave it to a paid guardian, the shemer chinim is pater, and this is not considered pshia because he upgraded the shemira. Elafila shemer sacher shemasel shemer chinim the hashde guruye gar lishmi rasai nami pater. But even if a shemer sacher gave it to a shemer chinim, the shemer sacher is pater, and this is not considered pshia, even though he downgraded the shemira, because shari masel leven das. He handed the pekadon to a sane person, which is sufficient shmira. Rava disagrees and says shemer shemasel shemer chayev. The first shemer is chayev. V'loy mebayi shemer sacher shemasel shemer chinam digerui gar l'shmirasei. And not only if a shemer sacher gave it to a shemer chinam, the shemer sacher is certainly chayev because he downgraded the shmira, and this was a pshia. Elafila shemer chinam shemasel shemer sacher chayev. But even if a shemer chinam gave it to a shemer sacher, he's still chayev, although he upgraded the shmira, and this was not a pshia. The owner, however, can claim, At mehemnes libeshvua, hayla mehemen libeshvua. I only accept your oath that there was no pshia, but I do not accept the second shemer's oath, and therefore perhaps the second shemer was pshia, for which even you, the first shemer, would be chayef. Vama ula amr belazar, hilchas agayvin min avadim, a person can claim another person's servant for a debt that he owes him. The Gemara offers two explanations. Ula says, miyasmi. The lender can collect the eved even from the inheritors of the borrower, even though metalt liyasmi loy mishtabdi, movable assets cannot be collected from yisaimin. However, avdi kimakar koi dami, slaves are considered non-movable assets like land, which a balchev can collect from yisaimin. Or Rav Nachman says, minei, the balchev can collect the eved only from the loiva, but not from his yershin, because avdi kimetalt li dami, slaves are considered movable assets. However, Balazu teaches, Asa avde apoitikyu mochare balchev gave mimenu. As Rashi explains, if the loiva said to the malva, loyhe locha parain el mezu, you may collect your debt only from this eved. If the loiva then sold the eved, the balchev can confiscate the eved from the lekeach, because ha is lekala. The apoitiky of an eved becomes public knowledge, and a potential buyer is aware of the possibility that the balchev might later confiscate the eved. However, shayu apoitikyu mochare, ein balchev gave mimenu. If he made his ox in the paitike and sold it, the balchev cannot confiscate it from the lekeach because holas lekala. The paitike of a shur does not become public knowledge, and the potential buyer is not aware of the possibility that the balchev might later confiscate the shur.